Loch Ness, a large inland lake in Scotland, is one of the most famous tourist sites in the world. And this is not simply because of its stunning beauty. Mostly, it is because of the mystery of the monster that may hide in its waters. The monster, known affectionately as Nessie, is said to have a huge dark body and a long neck, and its head has been described as small and similar to a sheep's. So, what is the actual evidence for its existence? What captured people's imaginations in 1933 was the publication of a picture of the monster in a London newspaper. This photograph was called the Surgeon's Picture, because that was the profession of the man who took it. Many people had doubts about it, but the photo matched the descriptions of the monster by other eyewitnesses. The best-known film evidence for the creature is a cine film of something large moving at speed through the water. It was taken in 1960 by a man called Tim Dinsdale. It was shot from the mouth of a river which runs into Loch Ness from the south. Many critics said it was probably a boat, but when Dinsdale submitted the film for analysis by experts, they concluded that this was definitely not the case. Tim Dinsdale thought that the monster was very probably a prehistoric animal, one that people believed to be extinct. On a more practical note, he discovered that sightings of Nessie tended to happen on fine days, and that Nessie spotting was a waste of time on windy or rainy days. However, if you visit Loch Ness, you'll see lots of tourists spending hours staring at the loch in any weather, in the hope of spotting the monster. Undoubtedly, some sightings are the product of wishful thinking or the mistaken identification of objects on the loch. But for the most part, the accounts are those of honest people who insist they do not seek publicity but simply want to tell their amazing tale. With so many sightings, researchers eventually came to the conclusion that it would be worth spending the time and money needed to investigate it scientifically. In 1962, the Loch Ness Investigation Bureau was set up, and in 1968, the first serious underwater investigation of the loch was launched. Up to that point, the only technology available had been photography, but now sonar equipment was available, which is the underwater equivalent of radar. Though there were some strong contacts with a large moving object, the results were inconclusive. In 1969, a small private submarine came to the loch with the intention of firing darts at the creature to get a sample of its skin. But like many others before and since, this project was defeated by the poor visibility because the dirty waters of Loch Ness contain large amounts of peat, a type of black soil. This also explains why television cameras cannot be used down there. So what else could be done? There was, for a time, a serious suggestion to bring in a number of dolphins to join the researchers, but it soon became clear that this was a non-starter. The obstacles would have been enormous, starting with the logistical problems of transporting them and then feeding them. In 1972, new computer enhancement techniques were introduced. Dr. Robert Rhines of the Academy of Applied Science in Boston succeeded in taking a picture which is now famous. Using a special flash, he photographed what appears to be the flipper of a huge animal. If it is, then it belongs to a creature unknown to science. Naturally, this provoked a storm of controversy, which shows no signs of dying down. So what's the latest? Using the most modern technology, there's now a project to investigate all the loch's plants and animals, some of which have probably never been seen due to the incredible depth of the water. But will the monster offer itself for examination? Who knows? For nearly 1,500 years, the legend of the Loch Ness Monster has persisted, and the elusive beast still continues to exert its magnetism across the world.
Now you will hear part two again.
Loch Ness, a large inland lake in Scotland, is one of the most famous tourist sites in the world. And this is not simply because of its stunning beauty. Mostly, it is because of the mystery of the monster that may hide in its waters. The monster, known affectionately as Nessie, is said to have a huge dark body and a long neck, and its head has been described as small and similar to a sheep's. So, what is the actual evidence for its existence? What captured people's imaginations in 1933 was the publication of a picture of the monster in a London newspaper. This photograph was called the Surgeon's Picture, because that was the profession of the man who took it. Many people had doubts about it, but the photo matched the descriptions of the monster by other eyewitnesses. The best-known film evidence for the creature is a cine film of something large moving at speed through the water. It was taken in 1960 by a man called Tim Dinsdale. It was shot from the mouth of a river which runs into Loch Ness from the south. Many critics said it was probably a boat, but when Dinsdale submitted the film for analysis by experts, they concluded that this was definitely not the case. Tim Dinsdale thought that the monster was very probably a prehistoric animal, one that people believed to be extinct. On a more practical note, he discovered that sightings of Nessie tended to happen on fine days, and that Nessie spotting was a waste of time on windy or rainy days. However, if you visit Loch Ness, you'll see lots of tourists spending hours staring at the loch in any weather, in the hope of spotting the monster. Undoubtedly, some sightings are the product of wishful thinking or the mistaken identification of objects on the loch. But for the most part, the accounts are those of honest people who insist they do not seek publicity but simply want to tell their amazing tale. With so many sightings, researchers eventually came to the conclusion that it would be worth spending the time and money needed to investigate it scientifically. In 1962, the Loch Ness Investigation Bureau was set up, and in 1968, the first serious underwater investigation of the loch was launched. Up to that point, the only technology available had been photography, but now sonar equipment was available, which is the underwater equivalent of radar. Though there were some strong contacts with a large moving object, the results were inconclusive. In 1969, a small private submarine came to the loch with the intention of firing darts at the creature to get a sample of its skin. But like many others before and since, this project was defeated by the poor visibility because the dirty waters of Loch Ness contain large amounts of peat, a type of black soil. This also explains why television cameras cannot be used down there. So what else could be done? There was, for a time, a serious suggestion to bring in a number of dolphins to join the researchers, but it soon became clear that this was a non-starter. The obstacles would have been enormous, starting with the logistical problems of transporting them and then feeding them. In 1972, new computer enhancement techniques were introduced. Dr. Robert Rhines of the Academy of Applied Science in Boston succeeded in taking a picture which is now famous. Using a special flash, he photographed what appears to be the flipper of a huge animal. If it is, then it belongs to a creature unknown to science. Naturally, this provoked a storm of controversy, which shows no signs of dying down. So what's the latest? Using the most modern technology, there's now a project to investigate all the loch's plants and animals, some of which have probably never been seen due to the incredible depth of the water. But will the monster offer itself for examination? Who knows? For nearly 1,500 years, the legend of the Loch Ness Monster has persisted, and the elusive beast still continues to exert its magnetism across the world.
That is the end of part 2.